Tommy, Ocean Chinook or Puget Sound Coho, what is your palate favorite?
And you drop that kokanee on top of that barn door halibut's head, 67 feet of water, and he was not happy about that.
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Boxers or briefs?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with a European cut Speedo.
Fantastic. Excellent choice.
I love tuna. I do love tuna.
Heck yeah! Hey, you know, I have a buddy who refers to Canadian geese as flying carp. Obviously, he's not cooking them.
Right? He clearly.
Right? Oh, ocean snook.
Seriously?
Hands down.
Really?
Hands down. I don't fish for coho.
Ah, good point. Hey, speaking of grind, can you tell the difference between ground deer and ground elk? Honestly, taste the difference.
You know, Dwayne, we only get one chance to live this life. Mm-hmm. And you will always regret the things that you don't do. So you know what I tell people? Buy the damn boat.
Hey, you know, the facts are, some days are just a grind. Welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, the number one fishing and hunting talk show throughout the Pacific Northwest and beyond. Now here's your host, Dwayne England, and of course, the infamous Tommy Donlan. Hello and welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest. Dwayne England coming to you live from the Fish Hunt Northwest studio located here in Olympia, Washington. And yes, flying solo for now. Have some great guests lined up joining me here in studio in Tommy's absence once again. It's a good thing he's gone. He's getting out, ready and set up out there at Nia Bay. I will head that way tomorrow, and myself, our buddy, good buddy Matt Messing, and a few others joining him on the water out in Nia Bay for a couple days. Salmon opens on Saturday, so lingcod, halibut, salmon. Who doesn't want to be involved with that? I think between Nia Bay and CQ, things are going to be pretty busy out there. Weather looks conducive. Should be a great weekend. Hopefully, you find time to get out. But before I keep talking about that, we have so much to get to this evening. Like I said, number of guests lined up that I know you're going to enjoy, and I'm so happy they're here. Want to thank everybody for tuning in this evening. If you're joining me live and or if you're watching us here on Root Sports, want to welcome you to the program. And if it's your first time, please take some time. Jump on over to our webpage, www.fishhuntnw.com. They're going to find a lot of insightful information, lots of how-tos, DIYs, and of course, coupon codes with some of our contributing sponsors that you need to take advantage of. Edge rods, all edge rods, 20% off all the time through Fish Hunt Northwest and edge rods. If they're not previously attached to another reduced pricing or discount, FHN20 at checkout, you're going to save 20% on all edge rods. And of course, our buddies over there at Phelps Game Calls. Phelps Game Calls, Fish Hunt NW10. At checkout for Phelps Game Calls. You're going to save 10% all year long on all calls. Doesn't matter what you purchase, it's going to save 10%. So with that, well, yep, here we go. Believe it or not, tonight and next week, down to two shows left in this original studio. 5.5 years we've been running shows here, about 250 shows under our belt. And we have two shows left, including this evening, and then Tommy and I closing it out next week. If you're just figuring that out, I'm not saying we're done. We sold the place. We have to move. So last couple shows here at this location, we are building a new studio. We're going to have it up and running a few weeks of downtime, of course. If you tune in on the live stream each week, you know, we'll keep you apprised of what's going on based on the progress via social media platforms. So you can continue to follow us there. We'll keep it up and going as far as letting you know how we're progressing. And then, of course, you follow us here on Root Sports. Continue to check us out Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. We'll have some of our previously recorded shows that will re-air. Perhaps you missed a few. And the content is as good as ever. And we'll put up some really good stuff for you guys to continue to follow along and enjoy. So that's what's going on here at Fish Hunt Northwest. We have to move, rebuild of a studio. And we cannot wait to bring that to you as we roll that out in the very near future and are going to be extremely busy making that happen. So, all right, enough on that. Running down the show, we got a good one lined up for you this day for sure. Captain Paul Kim, no stranger to us and to you who follow us. Seattle Squid and Fish PNW here to talk about Puget Sound resident coho and just exactly how good it may be. Also, part two with Captain Paul dialing it in. All the details to help you also find success out there on your own. Then first time to the studio, I'm so glad he made the drive over from the east side. Rusty Hunt, owner and operator, creator of Hidden Ranch Outfitters, here in studio to tell us all about what it is they do and what they offer. And then, of course, additionally with Hidden Ranch Outfitters, Yeah, they're expanding their operation to offer you much more opportunity in the fall and winter. How can you get in on this action? We're going to tell you all about that. Then, of course, some additional info with Hidden Ranch, hunting and fishing, lodging, all from a central hub. Plan an entire week and enjoy that opportunity. You need to take advantage of that. Then I'm going to introduce you to Pam and Pete Schmidt. They're here to talk about a healthy alternative to chew, snuff, and tobacco. Schmitties, wait till you hear about this product. Those of you in the outdoors that use tobacco products, I guarantee you, this is going to draw your attention and probably prompt you to transition over. Then we'll bring it back and close out the show with our guests. Lots to get to, lots of things to discuss, some giveaways via Schmitties that we're going to look forward to later in the show. So don't go anywhere. Jumping out for a quick break. We come back. Captain Paul Kim, resident coho, Puget Sound, Area 10, after the break, right here, Fish on Northwest.
Defiance Marine is the one-stop shop for the Pacific Northwest angler. Defiance Marine guarantees the best price on a new and best service on a repower for your current boat. Defiance Marine is a Honda Premier dealership and one of the largest on the West Coast. Defiance Marine is a boat dealer who proudly sells Defiance, Allied, and Arima boats. All boats are built by West Coast fishermen for West Coast fishermen. Defiance Marine has all your boating needs to help you get out on the water.
If you're looking for the best fishing rods in the world, you really do need to take a look at the Edge rods. I designed and built new machinery, and I think this new machinery has enabled us to build blanks like no other company can build without this equipment. There is no other rods in the world that are as good as these rods. You owe it to yourself to take a good look at them.
All right, welcome back to the program here, Dwayne England, Fish on Northwest, and flying solo, but not for long. I want to welcome my first guest this evening via the old Zoom, Captain Paul Kim, Seattle Squid and Fish PNW, www.seattlesquid.com, and of course, www.fishpnw.com. Buddy, how you been?
Oh, fantastic. We finally got a nice stretch of weather here. It feels like summer. It's great to be on the water. And thank you for having me on the show again, to our friends at Fish on Northwest.
Absolutely, Paul. Always a pleasure to have you on. You've been out there chasing res and coho. Now, I'm reflecting back to last year, man. I got to tell you, yeah, it was a humpy year. But starting out early on, that res and coho fishery was on fire, off to a really good start. How's it taken off this year? Is it has it been pretty productive so far?
It's been productive, but it's definitely different than last season. Last season, I mean, it was just like shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah.
It can be that type of action this year, but it seems to be a lot more tidal influenced and really critical on your timing of getting out in the water to bring you success in the water.
So, all right. Interesting. Yeah. We're going to get into that. I was kind of thinking about the progression of the morning. Let's start there. You know, as we, today's a prime example, nice, warm, sunny, sun was up early, you know, and putting a lot of light on the water. So, I mean, last year I'd start out, Paul, I'm finding fish at 45 feet. And by the time I had boat limits, I don't even think I dropped the downrigger any deeper. Talk a little bit about your morning progression, starting out in the morning, low light, kind of what depth you might be finding them. And then as that sun comes up, are you having to chase them down deeper?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, the formula typically goes where, you know, after the first hour, you want to drop 10 feet. But more than that, I like to pay attention to my electronics and make sure you've got good electronics on your boat. See where the marks are. See where the bait is. And that'll kind of give you a lot more clues to where the fishing might start off. So in the mornings, I might start off at 40, 50, 60 feet, right? So it's a good start there. But generally, we've been going a little bit deeper just kind of right off the get-go because these coho are traveling with the kings that are out there right now, and they're kind of mixed population out there, and we're finding better activity a little bit deeper.
Interesting. So you mentioned bait, nice segue. You keen in on, you know, herring balls and bait fish, or with your Raymarine, do you ever take time to dial in your gain a little bit and see if you can't find that feed band or that krill band down there where those fish might be hanging?
Yeah, no, most definitely. There's krill is definitely an integral part of their diet. Mm-hmm. A lot of that krill early morning on is going to be higher in that water column. Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
So those coho are going to be focused up top, and so as that sun comes out, that's going to send that krill down deeper, right? And as well as the herring. down deeper, right? And so they are photosensitive, they're photo feeders, right? So you're going to want to drop that according to what you're seeing on your electronics and then really get it down to dial in for your optimal success. Absolutely.
I think a lot of people miss on the thought or opportunity to, you know, mess around with their electronics, dial in that gain to get a little more granular presentation on there where you can truly see that feed band of, you know, microorganisms and in the krill hanging at a certain depth. And you're exactly right. You'll follow them down in the depth as the light comes up and it gets brighter for them, they go deeper. And, you know, it works in reverse too. You know, Matt and I historically, you know, hitting a bunch of fish at 100 feet, we're like, well, why are they there? Cause we're not marking balls of feed. You know, we're not marking big bait balls of herring or whatever. So you dial in that gain, all of a sudden you see this big, nice, wide band of micro size types of feed. And those smaller fish, you're exactly right. That's where they want to be. They want to eat on that stuff for sure. So daylight bite, are you getting out there extremely early and hitting it first light, or what's
yeah, kind of no, routine? it's definitely not a first light fishery. And so you don't have to get up super early at the crack of dawn. I pay attention to the tide more than anything else. You know, that seems to be the driver of success for this season's resident coho fishery. So if you want to succeed, if you don't have a lot of time to be out there, it's not a first light crack of the dawn. Just watch your tide tables, get out, optimize your time, maximize your time on the water, and you'll find success.
Oh, excellent. Excellent point. What you cutting these little buggers open as far as their stomach contents? Are you checking if they're eating small herring or krill, or what are you finding?
Very, very few bait fish in their stomachs, but a lot of krill. And so they don't get that deep red meat. For no particular reason. It's really contributed to that high omega 3 fat rich diet. And so we've seen humpback whales out on the banks.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's kind of a key indicator of what's going on there, right?
A lot of krill around, you bet. Yeah. I mean, they're relatively a pretty small fish. Are they starting to put on any size, or you know, what's kind of the average size?
They're getting bigger. They're getting bigger. When the fishery kicked off June 1, we were seeing a lot of 15, 16s, right?
Okay.
And so don't keep those. We're waiting for those larger fish.
Sure.
But we're starting to see some 19s and 20 inchers out there. So
nice.
They're definitely like those hungry teenagers just packing on the weight, eating the krill, eating the squid, eating the herring out there.
It.
So yeah, definitely putting on weight.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, folks are tuning in because they want to figure out for themselves, like what's it take to go out there and entice these things to bite. So tell you what, we're going to jump out for a quick break. We come back, we're going to break it down A to Z, kind of, you know, Captain Paul Kim's routine, kind of what you're dragging out there on the downrigger and what you're putting in front of these critters to get them to bite. How's that sound?
Yep. Sounds good.
And that's what we'll do. All right. Jump it out for a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We come back. Going to dial this in. Resident Coho Fishing with Captain Paul Kim after the break right here at Fishing the Northwest.
Allied, the new leader in heavy gauge aluminum boats. Allied boats have standard reverse chine and lifting rakes to help you plane faster and run at lower RPMs. Allied Boats have several models to choose from, ranging from a 19-foot Mustang all the way up to a 32-foot Liberator. So regardless of what type of heavy-gauge aluminum boats you are looking for, Allied Boats will have it for you. Contact Allied Boats today to learn more about these incredible fishing machines.
All right, welcome back to the show. Dwayne England and Captain Paul Kim, Seattle Squid, and of course, Fish PNW. So, all right, Paul, let's dial this in for the folks tuning in here. Get into some details. Yeah, let's talk about presentation. And, you know, before the break, we were talking about stomach content analysis, basically, with you're finding a lot more krill than small bait fish. So are we, you know, working towards matching the hatch, as the old saying goes, presentation size, or kind of what are you finding is getting it done?
Yeah, so we started off fishing a mixture of different spoons and other hardware, as well as like small Kokanee Brad Super Baits, which are doing pretty good. We had a lot of success on the new West Coast fishing tackle, the sexy spoons that are kind of like the coal killer in size, nice thin profile. The No Bananas color is doing really, really well for us. But finding most success, believe it or not, on just straight up Hoochies, Ace Highs. That would be my choice if I were to pick one lure that I wanted to put on there and then consistently hook more coho.
Gotcha.
Would be the squid imitations.
What any particular color, specific color that's out fishing everything else?
Just run whites. Anything a variation of whites. The needlefishes are working very well.
Gotcha.
It doesn't even have to be an ace high. It could be the the very thin profile Yamashita squids, they're very popular. Make sure you put a tinsel insert inside of them. Mm-hmm. You can even stuff a little tiny ace needlefish pattern and run that just right out of the package. That fishes very, very well.
Yeah, what size squid?
I would go as small as possible.
Yeah.
Three and a half, you know, right in there. Skinny stuff.
I've had good success in the past with those Ace High Flight Juniors.
Yeah.
The pink,
yeah.
You know, even trying to match that, the krill, right? So I went with the pink Ace High Flight Junior. I think the profile size of that length and overall size and then color, they seem to respond to that. You ever run those juniors?
I have. I've tried some of the herring aid colors this year, but just going with the simple white hoochie.
Simple white, yeah.
Is a pretty good bet.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, yeah. They're feeding on small bait fish, them small herring, and of course a lot of that krill. But yeah, they go after that white like crazy. Yeah. So,
exactly.
Tell them about leader length. So you mess around leader length all that much? Sometimes when
I like to keep it relatively short, 30 to 32 inches, and I'm using 40 to 50 pound mono. It doesn't have to be a fluorocarbon on there. You want that nice tight whip to that. And so originally we were using an 8-inch board on there, but you can use an 11-inch board. Good colors that are producing right now are anything that's green.
So if you got something
that's green, chances are you got it in your tackle box. Put that on.
Gotcha.
Gonna bring you success.
Okay, so your flasher, as long as you got green or green chartreuse, or you got glow on it too. Is there definitely glow on there?
We've got a little bit of glow. We've got UV. We're using the new Electromirror flasher from West Coast Fishing Tackle. They've been doing fantastic.
Nice. Yeah, that obviously we don't need 40 or 50 pound test leader, but much like kokanee fishing, you go with that higher, diameter, that stiffer leader, because you want a lot of whip and action on that lure.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Do you
run the same length of leader, that 30 inch or so, if you're running a small spoon, or do you lengthen it out a little?
Because I lengthen it up. Now, typically about 40 inches. I'll increase by a third to go 40 inches on those spoons, just to give it a little more wiggle, a little bit more action, a little bit more free flow.
Yep. Are you sticking with like a size 2 Kingfisher or,
So we're using those small little coho killer imitations of the sex from the West Coast Fishing Tackle.
Gotcha.
Those are doing really well. Or, you could use them in size down to a little 2-inch spoon.
Yep.
And those will work just as well.
Hey, you mentioned tide earlier, so let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Incoming, outgo, does it matter?
I like the outgoing tide.
I like the outgoing tide.
Yeah, they're like that. They seem to be biting really well on that outgoing tide, or especially like right after slack, it just seems to turn on for them. So if you want to optimize your time, if you only have a few hours to get out there and fish, just know, watch your tide charts. And just a little bit of note, the next few days we're going to have a pretty extreme swing.
Right.
So if you're going to be launching a boat from any type of surface launch or a concrete launch, just be aware. Okay.
Yeah, big tide swings. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to be
like a -3.3 on Sunday. So just be aware.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Be safe.
We're going to be moving a lot of water out there for sure. So when you're out there fishing, that tide is ripping like a river. Talk a little bit about troll speed. Do you key in on troll speed or more on your line?
Yeah, not so much of that. I'll look at my line angle.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be moving pretty quick, speed over ground, 3 to 3.5.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, even if you've got more than 45 degrees, just keep on it and keep going, because you want a lot of action with that flasher, a lot of action with the presentation. That's going to bring you success.
Gotcha. Hey, you mentioned using sometimes those 8-inch flashers, which I do enjoy on those smaller fish as well. You ever drop down to kokanee gear, as in size of rods and lighter gear like that? Those
flashers? I haven't yet, so I need to give some of the Brad's gear a try for that. I think that'll be a lot of fun. So
the kokanee rods, but again, you do encounter that periodic chinooks, and then you got a battle perhaps on your hands.
That might surprise you.
Those kokanee rods will get it done though, but 8-inch flashers or even dodgers and small presentation rod.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kicking the pants.
There's Dodger on there. You can't go wrong with that, too.
Right on. You have some openings available as you get through the rest of this cohort.
We do. Yeah. So we're all booked up for the rest of the month, but we've got openings obviously into July and August. So obviously we're looking forward to the King Salmon opener on the 18th in Central Puget Sound. So
gotcha.
We're looking ahead. And of course the fall fish are heading in too, so there's plenty of opportunities to get some bigger, larger brothers and sisters of these resident
yeah,
fish.
For sure. All right, www.seattlesquid.com, and of course www.fishpnw.com. Captain Paul Kim. Never enough time, always too much info. Always a pleasure having you on.
All right, Dwayne. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep. Have a great night. Evening. All right, everybody. Yeah, be sure you look up Paul Kim. Captain Paul Kim, Seattle Squid, FishPNW, fishpnw.com. All right, jumping out for a quick break. We come back, going to introduce you to Rusty Hunt and what he has going on over on the east side. Stick around. You're going to want to hear everything that's happening in that regard. After this break, right here, Fish on Northwest.
You haven't been here, but you know it. You've heard the sounds, smelt the air, and you've seen where your heart lands, if not yet. You haven't been here, but you've longed for a destination near or far, where time spent with loved ones and friends will go into the night and last in memories for a lifetime. You haven't been here, but you're on your way to a place not far. ExploreTheDalles.com.
New days, new beginnings, new friends, new loves, new dreams, new goals, new scenery, new job. No matter what the next chapter holds, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate will be there to help you find the new that's right for your lifestyle at any stage of your life. Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Expect better.
All right, welcome back to the show, Dwayne England. I want to introduce you to my next guest, in-studio guest this evening, Rusty Hunt.
How you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing well. So glad you made the drive on over. Owner and operator, outfitter and guide. That's the title I put on you because you're pretty much doing it all over there.
Yeah, pretty much covered all.
Yeah, Hidden Ranch Outfitters. If you haven't heard of Hidden Ranch Outfitters, well, then stick around because you're going to find out all about them. You established Hidden Ranch when?
We started hunting, started charging for hunts back in 2000. And then Hidden Ranch Outfitters was, once we saw that that was going to go, we started that in about 2004.
Okay.
So the LLC has been there about over 20 years now.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah,
we've been guiding for about 25 years.
Now you're guiding, it's family ranch.
It is a family ranch. Yep. All this was started. In fact, I'm one of three. I got two brothers. The guiding all started just because it's a family ranch, big family. Both sides of my dad's family homesteaded in that area.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of family that had roots there. And so my brothers and I were taking everybody hunting every year that the family would come back. And so it's always.
Well, your last name is Hunt.
Hey, well, yeah, it fits
either
right in.
You guys, you know, took that and went with it, or you were doing so much hunting, people around surrounding ranches just changed your name. I don't know how it happened.
It could have worked.
Yeah, your dad, Terry, would probably tell me the truth on that. So, so talk a little bit about where the ranch is actually located, the actual ranch.
The ranch is located on the Waterville Plateau.
Gotcha.
So we're on the west side. A lot of people know where Banks Lake is. Mm-hmm. We're on the west side up on top.
Gotcha.
Bluff. And so it's pretty flat up there from Waterville to Grand Coulee, from Brewster, you know, over to Coulee City. So it's a nice plateau, a lot of sagebrush, rolling hills, you know, some potholes around there
for
some water in them.
With your operation and what you're doing, which we're going to get into all of this, but you also have access or leases on other ranches as well.
I do. You know, we're originally started just on the family ranch.
Yeah.
It quickly moved into some of the local neighbors, mm-hmm. Some of that. Some neighbors, they just don't want to mess around with it.
Sure.
And so that was an easy way for me just to get in and start managing the hunting for them. Other neighbors that they, you know, they were looking for maybe a little bit of a financial boost, mm-hmm. or something to do. But also back to that, we need some security. We need somebody to be watching our property and taking care of that during that time of year. And so we supply that as well.
Yeah, it works out for everybody involved.
It does. It's a win for everybody.
So we're talking mule deer hunts over there. And you do archery and rifle and muzzle loader if you get somebody during that time of season. And how many mule deer hunts you do in a year?
We do about 18 that we sell, 18 hunts a year and take people out. Once in a while, we'll have a we've gotten into some of this this management of the three pointer better, where we're getting these monster 2 points now.
Sure.
We're having to manage that
now,
and so that always works out because there's always some young kid, some first time hunter that in the family that we need to be working on anyway,
for sure.
And so that works out.
So archery, you know, people always want to know, well, is it spot and stock, is it ground blind, you do a little both? Let's say, you know, I want to bring a young kid over and introduce them to hunting. Maybe an archery ground blind is a good way to go. You accommodate all that? Or
we can. You know, when I first started archery hunting, having to learn how to spot and stock, it seemed like there was a a wall built at 90 yards. I could never break 90 yards.
Yeah.
But then you start learning how to break that barrier and you get through that. And archery was the hardest one to sell.
Sure.
Archers are always do-it-yourselfers and they're hard workers and they have that want to be alone kind of thing. So it was a hard sell for us to break into, but it has become probably our best season.
Oh, how about that?
It really is the time to come over and hunt when you have the most opportunity and you see the most animals.
And with mule deer in that region, you don't have a late season. I mean, have defined.
It's earlier only.
Yeah. So you got modern rifle, you have archery, and then muzzle load.
Yeah.
And that's it. So let's talk a little bit about the pheasant opportunity, though. So the ranch, actually, because you're releasing birds, is considered a game preserve in that regards for pheasant, right?
Yeah, we have to get a permit through the Fish and Wildlife for the two. I run two shooting preserves.
Okay.
And they limit the size. So it's not like everywhere on the ranch, I have to boil it down to a certain area for them. So both areas are not congruent to each other. They're 7-8 miles apart, but they're fairly a good enough size. I can run 4 to 5 groups at a time at the same time.
Oh, is that right?
And so it's
pretty spread out then. Yeah.
Pretty spread out, but it's got a lot of room.
And you, not just pheasant, what other birds do you have on the ranch that folks have access to?
I do also raise some chuckers.
Yeah.
That one came on the guys that are coming hunting or wanting to train their dogs, train their kids, train their family. And so they wanted some chuckers. And so we've added that over the last couple of years. The other thing is on the ranch, we have wild chuckers and we have wild Hungarian partridge.
Oh,
and so those would be the two birds that we would have. There are no wild pheasants in our area of Douglas County.
Sure.
So that every pheasant you see out there is one that I've turned loose, whether the guys found them or not.
Gotcha. So. Well, just within that footprint of what you got going on and have been doing for quite some time, you're pretty busy.
Oh, yeah.
But absolutely. You've decided to expand.
We have decided to expand.
And so a lot going on. And I think folks are going to enjoy some amazing opportunity within reach, not just from the ranch perspective, but even coming over there from the west side.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of good stuff. So don't go anywhere. Jumping out for a quick break. We come back. More with Rusty Hunt in studio right here, Fish on Northwest.
Hey guys, I'm Big Mike. Come on down to the Edge Pro Shop and see me. We've got all the best brands under one roof. We've got Hawken, Procure, Shortbus, Pro-Troll, Yakima Bait, Get 'em Dry Jigs, Northwest Bait Scent, Daiwa Reels, North Fork Lures, North Wild, Brad's, Superfly, Rocky Mountain Tackle, and of course, the greatest rods ever built, Edge Rods.
All right, welcome back here to the studio, Dwayne England, and in-studio guest, Rusty Hunt, Hidden Ranch Outfitters. And Rusty, before the break, we were talking about everything you have going on over there at Hidden Ranch, and we also expressed the fact that you're expanding to include waterfowl.
Mm-hmm.
And sounds like this is kind of Grand Coulee area, north end of Banks Lake, just outside Electric City, kind of a location.
That's where we have decided to make the hub.
Yeah.
So that's where everything will be coming out of in the expansion. We are going to make sure that everything is going to be connected there. We got Rufus Woods, we got Roosevelt, and we've got Banks Lake. It's kind of a natural confluence of all of that with the wildlife and the fields, the way that they're done and the farming that's done around there. The birds really have the advantage in this area.
And nobody's really taken this on. I mean, you get a few folks over there from time to time, maybe attempting to hunt, but a lot of it's difficult to access if you don't, say, have a boat or something. So we'll talk a little bit about gaining access. Let's talk about, how do I get access? What's, kind of this process or the opportunity? How do I get involved with this?
Well, in the expansion, this is what happens when you grow older, Dwayne.
Yeah, I know.
All of a sudden people, you know something. So they start asking for you. And I get a lot of phone calls and it's really kind of built up to people looking for access, public land access and private land access. So this is a natural progression into that.
Gotcha.
And what we wanted to do was we wanted to make sure that we're providing access for those that, you know, may not have a boat, may not have all of that gear, but they're able to, they're wanting to get outside. They're wanting to do the hunting experience and have those things, but they're still wanting to do DIY. So, but they just need somebody to help them out.
Got
so,
you,
you know, I'm sure everybody's asking you, where are you fishing, Dwayne?
Oh, they do.
So yeah. You know, I get the same thing. Where am I?
Okay. I want to do a waterfowl trip with Hidden Ranch Outfitters. And there's a buy-in. What's this process? How am I going to gain access to this location, have access to this water and these things you're describing?
So what we've done is we have now come up with a model that is recreational access permits. And that's what we're going to expand into so that we can cater to those permit holders that come in and do this. So you will be able to go online, get in line for those because we're limiting the number. As this is a rollout deal, we're going to need to know exactly how many people we're taking care of.
So you're selling permits that gain you access and you're limiting or capping the number of permits you're going to be selling.
That's correct.
How many are you selling?
200. We're going to start with 200 for this year.
So I'm talking waterfowl, and there's people that pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for duck clubs, hunting clubs, that type of thing. This is permit access to some pretty pristine area. And like you had mentioned, it's kind of a hub, you know, a lot going on there.
Yeah.
What's my buy-in?
The buy-in, we're going to offer three different levels. We're going to have the individuals, 500, a family is going to be 1,000. And then we have a corporate level for those that want to bring groups, larger groups in. And that's 2,500.
Okay.
And so we tried to make it so that we can offer this to somebody that's can't afford to get into those big duck clubs and into those bigger areas and stuff. The area that we're coming into, it's going to be all DIY and it's all there. It's not all public land because we have some private land access that is going to be involved in this, you know, in these permits.
So I buy my permit. And then what does that give me access to? You guys have lodging, you have restaurant.
We have great facilities for lodging.
Okay.
So we can lodge anywhere down to a very simple one guy doing his thing, but we can also take groups up to, we have some lodging that's six bedrooms and all of that so that we can take larger groups, keep them all together so that they can enjoy each other while they're there.
And your pricing on your lodging is very competitive with what else might be out there.
Absolutely. Because that time of the year back over there, it's off season.
It is off season.
So because of that, there's people that are wanting to build, to get in with us so that they can have that advantage of that too.
So different size of accommodations, or you know, like you had said, what is it, RV sites, cabins?
We have houses. All of that actually. We've got access to several RV spots that are full hookups, power, water, the whole works, so that, you know, even though it is getting cold that time of the year, we're going to be hunting, you're going to have power, you're going to have water, you're going to be able to keep it warm and do that. We're also going to have those cabins. Some of them are very, very luxurious and other ones are very simple. So we're trying to meet all price points, but keep it so that the average person, average family could come in there and have some fun.
Okay. So my $500 permit gives me access to be able to schedule or reserve my accommodations.
Right.
Take advantage of the restaurant that's over there in that facility or location. And then I want to schedule a hunt. I want to do a self-guided hunt, so to speak. How do I get to some of these places on the water? Is it by boat? Is it by side-by-side pickup truck? And what am I getting for my money?
Well, see, that's where the beauty of this whole access comes in involved, is no matter what we're providing, we're going to be help you get in there with a side-by-side or with a pickup or even if a boat if need be. And some of these areas, that's going to be the best way to get you in is with a boat. So we're going to be able to provide that to you. And that's why these permits are so valuable, to make sure that you have access to whatever we're going to put you on, whether it's a pond or whether it's across the lake, whatever we put you. So we can get you to areas that you wouldn't be able to get unless you had that kind
of. You dropping me off and I have to set up a blind and decoys and everything?
Or? No, we're going to have all that done for you.
So you're going to take me to, you're going to take me out, you know, drop me off at a pond. Maybe me and my small group's the only one hunting there. Yep. We already have a blind set. We have a decoy spread. Yep. And we call you when we're done?
Yep. Call us when you're done. Let us know. We'll be taking care of you. If anything happens while you're there, you'll be able to get in touch with us at all the times so that way we can take care of you.
Gotcha.
I've learned in this, in the years that I've been doing this, Hidden Ranch Outfitters, you know, I used to think it was because I was a really great deer guide, but then I found out they're coming for my wife's cooking.
And
the place they're staying and the time with the guys.
Kind of like the dinner you had tonight.
Exactly. Like the dinner tonight.
We have more to unpack with this whole thing. You got my my attention because we kind of talked a little bit about this, but I was very curious how this whole thing was working. Permit, what's it giving me access to? Now I understand, hey, you know, we're getting access to some pristine hunting area. Getting, you know, on public land that's not overcrowded and overused at times of the season is very difficult. Nearing 8 million people in this state, and folks want to flock to the east side to get into some great action, not always deal with the weather and everything. And so places are getting crowded. This sounds like a great location with a lot of other things going on, too. Yeah. Matter of fact, we're going to get into all that. Some additional options once you're over there, spending a week or so, if you choose, with Rusty after the break right here, Fish on Northwest.
I make my living catching fish, not only as a tournament angler, but as a guide as well. Catching fish is important, and Gamagatsu hooks for me, you know, they kind of help take the luck out of fishing a little bit just because they're a high quality hook. Obviously, have a really good reputation for being very strong and very sharp. Gamagatsu, I use their products every day in the boat and, you know, big part of my success.
All right, welcome back to the show, Dwayne England, Rusty Hunt, Hidden Ranch Outfitters. And so we're talking about this purchasing of a permit, gaining me access to a lot of, sounds like a great opportunity for some waterfowl hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, I'm coming over to this area. I have accommodations I can take advantage of, restaurant on site, schedule my hunts, guided hunts also?
There will be some guided hunts offered, especially for the wild chuckers. And then we're going to have guides available for if guys want to have some help when they're calling the birds in or doing whatever while they're out there. We will provide that as well. We've also got some of my guides are expert coyote callers, so that's something that maybe we can work into this as we
predator hunting.
As some predator hunting.
So I can come over and schedule a day or two, or say 3 or 4 days. Yeah. You know, pay for my accommodations, use a restaurant if I choose, cook in my own place if I get one with a kitchen, schedule a couple pheasant hunts back at the ranch.
Oh, yeah,
you can leave from this hub location, go to the ranch, do some pheasant hunt or some chucker.
Yep.
If I drag my boat over there, I can fish any of the lakes in the area because we're there.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So I'm kind of doing a twofer. I'm dragging the boat over to the east side. I got a place to stay with great accommodations. I, you know, work with you and your group. I schedule a waterfowl hunt. I schedule a pheasant hunt, and then because I got my shotguns with me, and then I spend a day or two fishing Roosevelt or Rufus. And that time of year, as we work from fall in through winter, man, some of the best fisheries over there on Rufus and Roosevelt.
Oh, absolutely.
For those winter fisheries are phenomenal. So if I'm a fisherman and, you know, part-time bird hunter, this is kind of getting it all. You know, I take a week of vacation in the fall or winter, man. I'm checking a bunch off my list that week just by buying this permit. So I have that access. I have access to accommodations that are very comfortable and whatnot.
Where the permit gets you access, you know, for us to help you get into that.
Yeah,
access.
Yeah.
But see, the other thing that you kind of got to add into that is the people that are taking you in, we know where to go. We've hunted there before. We've grown up there and lived there.
Well, and you're setting up the blinds and throwing out my decoys. Exactly. And all I got to do is plug and play.
Exactly.
So I get to enjoy, not work.
Your success depends on, you know,
I can bring my dogs.
You can bring your
dogs. Bring my hunt dog. If I don't have a dog and I want to do a hunt out in the blind, how am I retrieving my birds?
You're probably going to be doing that with a boat.
Okay.
We're going to have to provide you with a kayak or something so that you can go out and get those.
A little puddle jumper or something.
Yeah, gotcha. Something like that.
Website or something to jump onto?
We do. HRO Adventures. That's going to be taking care of all of these access permits. That's where you're going to be going through all of that and being able to let us know what you're looking for.
Gotcha.
So that we can make sure that we're fulfilling your dream, whatever you want to see.
HRO Adventures.
And, you know, most people have been to East Side and seen Steamboat Rock. Trust me, when you see the website and you see Steamboat Rock,
it's HRO Adventures.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, north end of Banks Lake, we already kind of said it. We're in that area. There's a lot going on there, a lot to take advantage of.
By the way, my great grandfather homestead at home.
Is that
Steamboat
right?
Rock. Yeah. Ran horses on top of Steamboat Rock.
Oh, my
God. Had to build like 100 feet of fence to keep them up there. Yeah. So I go back to long ways on that one.
Yeah, you've been around a while. Family has. Okay, HRO. Say it again.
HRO Adventures.
Adventures. HRO Adventures.
So you can go right online now. To
you guys just launched this thing, literally selling these permits, and they were flying. Like today, you showed me the numbers, and they're just ticking up, man.
One of the things that we did when we got to come with you and be on the show was we wanted to make sure that not just the Hidden Ranch Outfitters followers online and everything else, we wanted this to be just for you on your show and us. So we haven't even taken this out and put it up public yet. We wanted to make sure that the announcement came today on your show and coming at this time. So we got it all fired up for today.
Well, there's going to be a ton to take advantage of. You get your permit, then you're in, man. You're in the 200, capped at 200. And now you have the access for the season to be over there, hunt, fish, tie in with your folks, schedule your hunts with guides, do it on your own, the whole thing. It's just, it's a great opportunity for a minimal price that's going to give individuals and or families or corporate groups a lot of access.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
We're there to supply for them.
Thanks for making the drive over and unveiling this here on our show. We really appreciate you rolling it out, man.
Well, I really appreciate your time, and you know, and I love it. I love the conversation with you, Duane, and it's been great, and dinner was wonderful, so appreciate
it. Perfect. There you go, Shing. Another successful meal from the current location. All right, jumping out for a quick break. We come back and introduce you to a couple more very interesting folks, Pam and Pete Schmidt, and what they have cooking in Pam's kitchen, Schmitty's as it's known. Coming back with all that after this break right here, Fish on Northwest.
Support from Northwest Sportsmen make Federal Ammunition the world's leading ammunition manufacturer. Federal uses the industry's finest materials, giving you reliable ammunition that delivers superb accuracy and optimum performance. Northwest hunters rely on Sportco to provide the best selection and prices in the Northwest since 1985. Sportco and Outdoor Emporium in Fife and Seattle. Your journey begins here.
All right, welcome back to the show here, Duane England, and I want to introduce you to Pam and Pete Schmidt. Thanks for joining me in studio tonight, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So, Pete, you too?
I used to.
Yeah?
Did since I was 12.
And then wifey here was a little concerned about you.
Spent a lot of money on chew and a lot of money on health insurance because I was a tobacco user.
Correct.
And when I started, it was 99 cents a can, and it's over 10 bucks here now.
Yeah, crazy. So, Pam, why did you create this product, this amazing product that you've created, and in your kitchen, or what's the story here?
Yeah, so I developed it in my kitchen because I didn't like Pete dipping Copenhagen, which he did for over 35 years.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Hated it, like all the other wives and girlfriends.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
So every New Year's resolution was, I'm going to quit. And yeah, and he just never quit. And so one New Year's, he did decide he wanted to quit. So we bought all the alternatives, and there was just nothing out there that he liked.
You have created a line of product completely tobacco free, nicotine free,
And tobacco free.
Okay. And, you have different cuts of chew that replicate like the major brands out there, or
that's right.
Flavors.
That's correct. Yeah. So we do all the classic flavors, original, wintergreen, and mint, and it's tea based product.
Gotcha.
And so we do, traditional snuff, and then we do traditional pouches and energy pouches, which are a hit.
Energy pouches.
Yes.
So instead of like an energy drink, put a little pouch in there and you get some of that. But no caffeine. It's got other things in it.
Well, it's got caffeine.
No nicotine.
No nicotine. Caffeine.
Okay.
Yeah. It has 60
lots of caffeine.
It's got 60 milligrams of caffeine per pouch.
Per pouch.
Yes.
It punches.
Yes.
It'll wake you up.
It gives you a punch. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It'll wake you up.
No ill health effects of any type from any of this stuff.
No.
It's all natural products.
It's all natural. Tea is, you got lots of antioxidants. It's good for you.
It tastes and mimics and burns and makes you spit just like the real thing.
And that's what we really want, Pete. We want the spit, right? So,
when you're out fishing and hunting,
yeah,
and you've done, and every time you've been fishing and hunting since you were a young man,
absolutely,
and you've always had something in your chow in or whatnot.
You just can't walk away from it.
Yeah, and you go to stop, but you're out in the field. There's just not quite something right about not having that in there.
So you're using this stuff.
So I use that all the time.
Yeah.
And my brain doesn't know the difference.
You get it for free, or does she?
I have a pretty good deal on the supply. Yeah. I get a corporate rate. Yeah.
Pam, you had mentioned Pete had tried other products over time, and you know, I chewed for a while when I was in high school, and then I was like, man, I'm done with this. This is a bad choice. So, mom and dad, in case you didn't know. So, the one thing that folks always come back to is, man, I tried it for, you know, a few months, but gosh, it just doesn't palate right. It doesn't texture right. It doesn't have the flavor. The cut is wrong. Cause obviously Pete, 35 years, you're used to how it feels in your lip and gum, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
But you have created something that really mimics, duplicates what is out there on the major brands.
Blind taste test it. You nine out of 10 will not know the difference.
You can't tell.
And it's so close that a lot of Pam's customers will actually mix and blend with the real thing and wean themselves off.
Oh, yeah. Right. Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Sensation product that,
Gotcha. Okay. I want to find some. Where do I go? How do I get my hands on this?
Well, we have a couple in Washington. We have two Chevrons. We have one at the Mount Si Chevron in North Bend.
Okay.
We also have the Chevron in Fall City.
Okay.
We also have various smoke shops and C stores in California and in Arizona, and then also online.
Yeah,
Schmitty's.com.
Schmitty's.com. I can order it online, and you guys ship as much as I want to order.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's S-C-H-M-I-T-T-Y-S, no D. Double T Schmitty's.
Double T Schmitty's, yeah, for sure. And we are going to run a special. I'm going to attach this to our webpage. Fish Hunt 20 coupon code. Folks that are going to jump on there, all our outdoor folks that follow us and have a vice for chewing that want to try an alternative that sounds to me like they're going to be pretty happy and pleased with this product. Reasonably priced too.
Oh yes.
Yeah
it's $5.99 a can.
Oh geez, for half the price.
Right. No tobacco tax, no nicotine tax. So
perfect. Yeah. So you're saving money there, plus the health benefits, and you're not going to get dinged on your insurance.
That's right.
Because you're not using tobacco.
Yeah, so life insurance is very expensive when you're doing nicotine products.
Yeah. So for folks that want to get on this, we'll have a link on our website here in the next couple of days, which will take it directly to your webpage, like we've done with some of our other contributing sponsors. And Fish Hunt 20, going to say 20% on everything they purchase through Fish on Northwest and Schmitty. So this is a great product. I'm very, very pleased and proud of you guys for knocking this out of the park. This is good stuff.
It's her job. She did it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. Well done. Thank you very much.
Yes. Absolutely. All right. Jumping out for a quick break. We come back. We're going to close out the show.
Defiance Marine is the one-stop shop for the Pacific Northwest angler. Defiance Marine guarantees the best price on a new and best service on a repower for your current boat. Defiance Marine is a Honda Premier dealership and one of the largest on the West Coast. Defiance Marine is a boat dealer who proudly sells Defiance, Allied, and Arima boats. All boats are built by West Coast fishermen for West Coast fishermen. Defiance Marine has all your boating needs to help you get out on the water.
If you're looking for the best fishing rods in the world, you really do need to take a look at the Edge rods. I designed and built new machinery, and I think this new machinery has enabled us to build blanks like no other company could build without this equipment. There is no other rods in the world that are as good as these rods. You owe it to yourself to take a good look at them.
All right, welcome back here in studio as we wind it down. Dwayne England and Pam Schmidt, and of course, Rusty Hunt. Well, thank you guys for making the trek and joining me here tonight. Been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, Rusty, you're going to be extremely busy.
Oh, I'm going to be from now on all the way through season. We're only 2 months or 2 months away from the first hunters coming in for the archery season. So,
yeah, how crazy is that?
And then there'll be dove hunters, I'm sure, with these permit accesses. And so, yeah, we got a lot of running to do.
Folks signing on to the webpage and signing up and purchasing the permit, they can start scheduling and utilizing accommodations around mid-September.
Yeah, we'll be issuing the permits here right after the 1st of July.
Gotcha.
And so as those start rolling in, and I know there's some already rolling in, I just checked. So that's great. So we'll be right on top of that. And then we'll be starting those scheduling probably 1st of September.
Okay.
I mean, late August.
Yeah, outstanding. Pam, I was thinking I'm going to give some of this stuff away.
Great.
You guys gave me a bunch and I don't chew. So okay. I might start though. I'm going to try those energy
ones. The wintergreen or the mint. Those are
the one?
Two hottest ones. Yes.
Well, I'll hang on to some of that for me. Maybe Jordan will want some for sure. Yeah. He'll chew on this. But I'm going to give some away and tell you what. I'm going to spread this out between those viewing on the live stream and, of course, you following us here on Root Sports. The first three emails I get from folks watching the live stream at fishhuntnw@gmail.com, fishhuntnw@gmail.com. I'm going to send you out several cans, multiple cans of different flavors and textures. And then, of course, as you watch this on Root Sports, if you're watching today on Root Sports, email me at fishhuntnw@gmail.com. And I'm going to also send you folks additional cans of various textures and flavors. So going to get that out to the folks so they can start enjoying all this madness that you cook up in your kitchen. So what, any idea how many cans and stuff product you guys are selling nowadays? I mean, is it moving?
It's moving. Yeah. So we just got into 7-Eleven.
Oh, gosh.
So we're, that's the largest C-store in the United States.
For sure.
Yeah. And
we that little hub you got there in North Bend is probably kicking it out pretty good.
They are. 90. Yeah, we sell a lot. Yeah, that's a pretty busy Chevron for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, we're gonna get ready to get out of here. So, Rusty, Bam, want to thank you guys so much for coming in. Had a great time. Fantastic show this evening. Want to tell you all to take advantage of this weather. Weekend's going to be fantastic. So get out there and get something done. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. We'll see you back next time for our final show in this studio next week, right here, Fish Hunt Northwest. Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Fish Hunt Northwest weekly podcast. I want to remind everyone that you can catch our weekly live stream show on our Facebook page and, of course, our YouTube channel every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. West Coast time. You'll get our insightful in-studio interviews, our extremely detailed how-to segments in the bait lab, the infield segments we bring to you when we're on the water or in the woods, and of course, our amazing cooking recipes in the kitchen with co-host Sherry England and chef Jeff Maxfield. Give us a follow on our Facebook page at Fish Hunt Northwest. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Fish Hunt NW. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. And finally, go to our webpage at www.fishhuntnw.com for all the latest and greatest info. Join us each week here on our podcast. Join us each week at our live production. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you soon.